A reading from the Gospel of John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. At the cross, her station keeping, stood the mournful mother, weeping, close to Jesus to the end. So sings the opening verse in its English translation of the familiar 13th century Latin hymn, Stabat Mater. Mary and the other women, along with the disciple John, stood there at the cross, silent witnesses to the unspeakable suffering of Jesus, her son, the incarnate Son of God. The scene, the experience, is central to one of the titles by which we address Mary and names today's liturgical memorial, Our Lady of Sorrows. Traditionally, Mary is said to have borne seven sorrows. Could any be more profound than this one? Simeon told her when she brought the same Jesus as an infant to the temple that a sword would pierce her soul. The hymn, the Stabat Mater, sings further, through her heart, his sorrow sharing, now at length the sword has passed. There are those today, I'm sure, who question our honoring, our celebrating Our Lady of Sorrows. Why focus on sadness? Is this not morbid, depressing? I am reminded of words of the theologian Kathleen O'Connor in the opening chapter of her commentary and reflection on the Book of Lamentations. She writes, "When people learn I am studying Lamentations, they often wonder if I do not find the book depressing. I answer with an emphatic no." And she continues, "For readers who begin from a place of suffering, Lamentations is a book of comfort. It serves as a witness, a knowing, a form of seeing wherein readers recognize their lives, and in that recognition, they are no longer in their pain." End quote. Mary is that kind of witness. Her knowing, her way of seeing the suffering of Jesus, draws us to see ourselves through our own acknowledged pain, to see ourselves in the heart of the mystery of suffering, together with all who are in pain, as one family, one body of Christ, responsible for one another and for the suffering planet on which we all dwell. As Mary stands weeping before the cross, she reminds us, encourages us, challenges us to stand weeping before the crosses of our time, to let in to our hearts Christ's ongoing suffering in today's world. As we are bombarded endlessly through newspapers, TV, social media, radio, with stories of enormous catastrophes and horrendous crimes, the huge migration crisis in Europe, for example, mass shootings and the love affair with guns in this country, suicide bombings throughout the world, wars and national tensions, heart-wrenching abuse of children and the elderly and of the planet itself, a thoroughly broken criminal justice system here in the United States, plus the everyday local trials from illness and joblessness, homelessness and poverty, to name but a few. Mary continues to stand with us, grieving with us, encouraging us to keep our station, to stand in solidarity with all of the suffering everywhere, of all of God's creations, allowing our sorrow with hers to be transformed to deeper love for God, for all of God's creations, gathering our broken selves into a holy communion with all of our brothers and sisters on the broken earth, grounded in God's gift of that elusive, deep-down resurrection hope. Mary is a potent reminder for us to pause a while with the sorrows, close to Jesus to the end, knowing there is no Easter without Good Friday, no resurrection without first the entombment. As disciples of Jesus Christ, we behold our Mother, and we say, Our Lady of Sorrows, please pray for us.